Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. I look forward to this short video to encourage and inspire you to have a real and tangible relationship with God. Also, to get your prayers answered. And number three, that you might be able to share testimonies with people about what God has done for you. Each week we've come to you with Matthew 11, 27 through 30 in the Message Bible, because this passage really typifies what we're endeavoring to do and share with you in these videos. It says, Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique father and son operation coming out of father and son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. If you'll keep company with me, you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Well, this is a wonderful time to begin to share with you again these great truths about experiencing God and having God become real to you. This is why we're sharing each week with you, and I believe in the near future, we're going to begin to share twice a week with you so that we can get through this material even faster. Now, as we stopped last week, we were talking about God being so real to your human spirit that you can begin to perceive him and know him. For instance, when a baby is born and we say the baby's perfect, what do we mean but that everything about the baby works perfectly? In other words, the baby can see, the baby can hear, there's a sense of smell and taste, and then the sense of touch is also true. Well, how about when we come to Christ and we're born again, that our spiritual senses come alive, because we should be able to recognize God and we should be able to perceive God. We stopped over in Hebrews chapter 5, where Paul, we believe the writer of the book of Hebrews, was sharing with us about the skilled individual in the word of righteousness and the unskilled individual in the word of righteousness. So he made comment that when you're unskilled, you have to go back to just taking milk in, and that shows that that individual is not very perceptive to the things of the spiritual world. So that must mean that a skilled individual is very perceptive to the things of the spiritual world. Let me begin reading here, as it says in verse 11 to 14 in the Passage Translation. We have much to say about this topic, although it is difficult to explain, because you have become too dull and sluggish to understand. For you should already be professors instructing others by now. Let me stop and say this. If they've become sluggish and too dull to understand spiritual things, it's only because they've heightened their ability to understand and perceive earthly things. It's always a balance scale, and we have to recognize this. If you're not hearing God's voice like you should, it's because you're hearing other voices, and they have become more real to you than God's. You can turn that around, you know. If you're not sensing God's presence, it really comes down to the fact that you become very aware of the presence of physical things or earthly things. And again, you can turn that around too. Picking up, it says, for you should already be professors instructing others by now. But instead, you need to be taught from the beginning the basics of God's prophetic oracles. You're like children still needing milk and not yet ready to digest solid food. In the King James, it says, you're unskilled in the word of righteousness. And then it goes on to say, for every spiritual infant who lives on food is not yet perceived by the revelation of righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, whose spiritual senses perceive heavenly matters. And folks, I really, really like that a lot. Your senses perceive heavenly matters. Do you know that your senses are supposed to pick up on spiritual things just as good and better, because that's the real you, than your physical senses pick up on this earthly realm? And how many times have your physical senses been wrong? Well, let me share this with you. Your spiritual senses will never be wrong. When you pick up on spiritual things, it's because there's a reality in that realm. And thank God we're born again, so our spirit is very keen to the things of God, our Father, and Jesus, our Savior. It goes on to say, and they have been adequately trained by what they've experienced to emerge with understanding by the difference between what is truly excellent and what is evil and harmful. In other words, as you begin to pick up on spiritual things, you become exercised to be able to discern between what is good and what is evil. Folks, I'm sharing with you that even in this scripture right here, it's embellishing the idea that we can become very aware of God, that He can become very real to us, and more so than this tangible world. And that's where you begin to have prayers answered. I'm telling you, the consciousness of God was never supposed to have been taken out of an individual's experience with God. When we talk about being born again, folks, it's not about signing your name to a registry and becoming a member of a family, even though, thank God, some of those things are so important and good as well. It's good to have a church family. It's good to be able to hang out with people that love God and that know how to worship and praise the Lord. But we're talking about your born again experience is to know God, not just to know other people. Yes, to know God in what manner? Just through the scriptures? Well, we can begin to know God through the scriptures, but the scriptures are like an instruction manual for you to be able to have a tangible relationship with God Himself. Can somebody say amen to that? Come on, we got a few more minutes in this session. Let's make sure we don't waste it at all. We're talking about Jesus becoming real to us. Well, that takes me over to John chapter 14, 18 to 20 in the Message Bible. And now I think you're going to see why this is so important that we share these particular thoughts in this direction. It says here in verse 18, I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming back. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. What's he talking about? Jesus was talking about that he was going away. Of course, he was going to die on the cross. And for 3 days, we know he was going to take our sin and our place positionally in hell. And he was going to pay for our crimes, for our sins, for our iniquities, past, present, and future, for the whole world. Come on, folks. We're talking about the weight of the world, and the sin of that weight of the world was given to Jesus Christ. No wonder he cried out, Father, why have you forsaken me? No wonder we see that the scriptures over in Isaiah said there was no comeliness in him. In other words, he didn't even look human. Not only was he whipped and he was beaten beyond recognition, when the sin of humanity was poured into his spirit, it literally changed his visage. He looked different. He didn't look human, folks. Man, this is the price that Jesus paid for us, and he did not come out of the grave until we were justified. Hallelujah. You know, you could just take some time right now and worship God. Why? Because we have been justified from all of our sin. Thank God for that. Amen. He went on to say, you're about to come alive. What's he talking about? He's talking about the born again experience. The moment you accept Christ as your Savior, the moment that Jesus becomes your Lord, you are born again. Now, this is what Jesus tried to get across to Nicodemus. And I don't know that he necessarily did a great job, because Nicodemus could only take so much. But he sure said the right things to him and tried to help him by even helping him to understand the earthly world, to relate to the heavenly world. We'll talk even more about that, and we have shared some things about that. It goes on to say, at that moment, can I stop right there to say, what moment is he talking about? The moment you come alive. What's he talking about? You come alive spiritually. Come on, we were all in our sin, dead in our trespasses and in our sin. But Jesus, through that redemptive work, when we accept what he did for us, we come alive spiritually. Now he's going to tell us something. At the moment you come alive, you will know absolutely. Now I want to share with you folks, when you hear the word know, this doesn't just mean you will intellectually have knowledge of God. I'm sorry I'm being a little sarcastic with that, but that's exactly what we've done. We've taken the actual experience with the person of God away from Christians and just given them knowledge about someone that they, in one sense, have never really met. That's not Christianity. Christianity is meeting your dad. It's meeting God. It's actually experiencing him. And that's what this is meaning. At that moment that you come alive, you will experience with absoluteness. In other words, you won't be wondering, I wonder if that's God. I don't know that it is. No, you will know. And folks, I travel around the country all the time and people are so desirous of just knowing God. They want so badly to know his presence, to feel his tangible touch, to hear his voice. And the confusion that's in the world has caused them to doubt and question whether or not God is real and the presence of God is there. We must turn this around until it's so real that God is with you and his voice is so clear that you begin to walk with him, you begin to talk with him, and your life looks exactly like Jesus when he was on the earth. Can you say amen to that? We'll go quickly with these thoughts here. We don't have much time, and I want to share with you a grace story. At that moment, you will experience with absoluteness that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Boy, that's a message we're going to get to right there. I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. I'm telling you what, when you get a thorn in your thumb, you know it. When you have a stomach ache in your body, you know it. When God comes to live in your spirit, you know it. Oh, we've lived by feelings for so long. We've lost sight of the reason why we learned what faith really is, the ability to go where you don't think you are, but you go by faith and then you experience who God is. What a joy to know God. Ugh. We're going to have to give you a grace testimony right now because our time already is out and we're going to have to come back here and share these things with you again. That's why I think we're going to go to two a week of these videos so that we can get more information to you in a quicker way. You say, why don't you just go longer? Well, you know, people don't seem to watch things when they're long. They seem to like and enjoy things when they're a little bit shorter. And this one right here today has even gone a little bit longer than it should. So here's one of my grace stories. We were just even this morning, we were eating breakfast with some friends and one of my friends, Pat Sowers, right as we were getting ready to leave, and he was actually desiring to pay the bill, which was so nice for him to do. Such a generous individual. I saw he pulled out a $100 bill and he said to the gal that was right there, that was our waitress, he said, come on over here. And he said, let me give this to you. I just want you to have this. He said, would this bless you? And she said, oh my goodness, yes, it would. And he pulled off a one of those rubber bracelets. And it had on there Job, and I want to read this to you here. It had on Job 33 and verse 4. And he said, this is something that I carry with me just to always remind myself of this truth. He said to this waitress, he said, what it means is the Spirit of God has made me, the breath of the Almighty gives me life. And she said, oh my goodness, my aunt shared that with me last night and said that that was for me. And here you are sharing with me now the very same verse. Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Folks, that's grace. Isn't it amazing how we have just a witness within ourselves to maybe give something to someone and it follows up with then a conversation that leads to God being able to say something that actually was along the same line as one of her relatives last night spoke to her. Oh, I know the world looks at that and says, well, that was just a lucky moment, or maybe it was a coincidence. But you know what it was? It was you being connected with God to the point where grace was beginning to lead you, guide you, so you could begin to have an experience with God. And it just builds upon one experience after the other until your confidence level goes right through the roof. Well, you can always go to the Jim Hockaday YouTube channel called Adventures in Grace. Subscribe, and you'll continue to get these wonderful videos. Or you could go to the Jim Hockaday Facebook Ministry Facebook page. I'll say that again, Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page, and follow us, and you'll also see these videos on a regular basis. You can also, if you'd like to, go to our website, jimhockaday.com. Just very simple. Well, it's been great to be with you. Can't wait to be with you next week to embellish some of these thoughts. Because you know what? We're actually getting somewhere. We're beginning to sense His presence more and more. I'm very excited. We'll see you next time.